Welcome to Kitty Cat Cast, episode 18. Episode of Kitty Cat Cast, we're going to be discussing the very beautiful breed, the Himalayan cat.
Most cats are plain old house cats, but feline breeding is a business that produces elegant hybrids with exotic eyes, ears, or pelts. One special breed, for example, has leopard spots and marble-colored hair. Another breed has no hair at all. These purebred cats can easily cost several hundred dollars. Some unusual cats may even cost several thousand dollars. To be sure no catnapper swipes your furred treasure, you could get your cat's nose printed. Like a fingerprint, every cat's nose has its own unique pattern. I'm Dr. Andrea Looney.
Suffering succotash!
A big thank you to all you cat lovers out there that have been checking out our website. We appreciate the increase in visits that have come to that website, and also it's great for us to know that you guys are being able to take advantage of all the cool prizes and gifts and tips and things that are on that website. One of our sponsors for the Kitty Cat Cast is GoDaddy.com. And GoDaddy.com has just recently told us that we could give you a special deal. If you click on the GoDaddy.com icon on our website at catcast.podomatic.com and go to GoDaddy.com, anything that you purchase there, you can get a 10% discount if you put our promo code in there. Our promo code is CJC and then the word save and the number 10. Again, that's CJC. SAVE and the number 10. And then you'll get 10% discount off of anything that you order through GoDaddy.com. Visit GoDaddy.com today and get all of your internet needs taken care of.
This podcast is proudly listed at PodcastPickle.com.
I call that tall putty cat.
The Himalayan is one of the most popular breeds of cats. These long-haired, blue-eyed beauties capture the eyes and hearts of cat lovers all over the world. The history of the Himalayan cats. The Himalayan breed was started in 1930 by Dr. Clyde Keller from the Harvard Medical School and Virginia Cobb of Newton Cattery. They started out by breeding Siamese cats with Persian cats, trying to develop a long-haired, Persian-bodied cat with the color points of the Siamese. Well, it looks like they were successful. They bred and crossbred until, quote, Newton's debutante was born. This cat was the first cat recognized as beginning the Himalayan breed. The breed was accepted by CFA in 1957 as a breed standard, and in the 1980s, it was merged with the Persian breed, listing them as a color variation of a Persian instead of a totally different breed. Now, in order to breed CFA registered Himalayans, you must have a CFA registered Persian and or Himalayan for both the sire and the dame. That's the father and the mother cat. No Siamese are allowed in the breeding line. Breed characteristics. The Himalayan should have a round, massive head attached to a thick, short neck with small, round-tipped ears and large, round, wide-set eyes. The body should be medium to large, broad across the rump, with short, stubby legs and large, round feet. The fur should be one of two types, either long and flowing or medium long and thick. As far as color points, the CFA recognizes the following: chocolate, seal lilac, blue, red tortie, cream, seal lynx, blue lynx, red lynx, cream lynx, tortie lynx, blue cream lynx, chocolate lynx, lilac lynx, chocolate tortie lynx, and lilac creamlings. These points are restricted to the facial mask, feet, legs, tail, and genitals, with the body in various shades from white to fawn. The eyes of the Himalayan should be blue, ranging from light, also clear blue, to a vivid bright blue. Temperament and health issues. These cats, like their Persian bloodline, are laid back and calm, very easygoing cats that enjoy playing. Being laid back cats does not, however, mean they are lazy. They simply view the world differently than most short-haired cats. There are two health issues associated with Himalayans, both stemming from the extreme flat, pugged face that is so treasured by the show breeders right now. This subjects the cat to major breathing problems along with watery eyes, and that's the same problem that the Persian cat has. The shortened breathing tubes makes it difficult for some of the cats to get good breath, and the tear ducts become compressed, causing the eyes to leak almost continuously. These are not usually life-threatening problems. However, if you are thinking of buying or rescuing a Himalayan, the fact that their eyes and nose need to be wiped daily is something you need to be aware of. It becomes a part of the routine, just like combing and brushing their fur. It's just part and parcel of the breed. Kitten development. These beautifully colored kittens come into this world pure white or cream. They do not start developing the points for a couple of weeks and then darken as they mature. The darkening of the points occurs due to the slight difference in temperature from the body to the extremities, a cooling of a couple of degrees, but it is enough to elicit this remarkable change in appearance. While most kittens are ready to leave their mom at 12 weeks, most Himalayans are not fully mature enough to leave their mother until they reach 16 weeks of age. They do not appear to mature socially and emotionally as fast as their short hair and other purebred counterparts, but their sexual maturity develops at a normal pace. It is all these characteristics rolled up into one cat breed that makes me say, if I ever went back to do it over again, I would pick the Himalayan every time. They have enhanced my life greatly. And this is written by Cindy Ball, who lives in Jasper, Alabama. Okay, that wraps up another episode of Kitty Cat Cast. We hope that you enjoyed it. Thank you very much for those of you that are visiting our website at catcast.podomatic.com and leaving all of those wonderful comments and recording comments. Please look at all the really exciting gifts that you can find on that website. And also do go to our website friends and give them a listen and a read. And often they have some really exciting, great tips and tools and gifts for you. So please do check out our friends, and also click on the hot links to vote for us at podcast.com and all the other podcast directories. It helps us to stay high up on the rankings, so people who are interested in kitty cats will be able to find our podcast and enjoy it. We hope that you enjoy it. We hope also that those of you that can download video and watch video are enjoying the videos of Simba and Persia. Persia is our American short hair, and Simba is our Maine Coon cat. Both of them very large breeds. Both of them about between 6 and 7 kgs. That's 14 and 15 pounds for those of you that use pounds in weight. So they are lovable giants, and they do a lot of funny, cute things. And so we hope that you enjoy those videos that we're putting on as part of our vidcast of our podcast, Kitty Cat Cast. Okay, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
One will wake shadow from misery. God, He is love.